know I over-intellectualize and really what I'm feeling is a lot of shit inside, but Jesus, it's hard to self-actualize when you can't stop thinking about going home. You can't really ever go home like they say, and if you do, it's all messed up anyway, and besides, the shit they tried to tell you back there gets in your hair and messes up your head every day. And that's why I'm here to tell you that there's nothing left to lose, except for maybe all the expectation and the blues. And I've come to tell you that you've nothing left to prove, most especially not to expectation and the blues. Got it right, and who thinks he's wrong? Moving too fast, or we taking too long to find some common values that I can't seem to locate no matter where I end up for the week? And it's a pretty tough call when all you can see is numbing government, when you look at the TV and the big business Satan and cops that'd love to take your head off if they had half a chance. And that's why I'm here to tell you that there's nothing left to lose, except for maybe all the expectation and the blues. And I've come to tell you that you've nothing left to prove, most especially not the expectation and the blues. My Mormon cousins think I'm nuts, but they're out of touch. And today I got my finger on the pulse of the monster. Not the biblical stuff, the TV bullshit, but something deep and real, global and truly ugly. So as I walk out into the sunlight to face the music and leave the casino behind me in the dark, I know in my heart the things we see around us in the world today are a mess, but it's not all our fault, so hey. And that's why I'm here to tell you that there's nothing left to lose, except for maybe all the expectation and the blues. And I've come to tell you that you've nothing left to prove, most especially not the expectation and the blues. And I've come to tell you that you've nothing left to prove, most especially not the expectation and the blues, okay.